European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen unveils today a revamped EU budget plan intended to power an economic recovery from the coronavirus crisis. Von der Leyen presents her plan to the European Parliament in Brussels in the early afternoon before holding a press conference later in the day. The plan will form the basis for negotiations between EU member countries, which have clashed over how much recovery funding the bloc should provide and whether it should be in the form of loans or grants. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis assured authorities in northern Greece on Tuesday that coronavirus restrictions on the country's land borders would be lifted entirely within the next few weeks, facilitating the arrival of tourists by road. Today, the Prime Minister will participate at the third teleconference of 8 EU member states that had successful results in battling the COVID-19 pandemic. Epidemiological data in Greece and the outstanding results of restrictive measures to control the COVID-19 pandemic spread in Greece has done away with the necessity for live televised briefings by Professor Sotiris Tsiodras and himself, Civil Protection Deputy Minister for Crisis Management, Nikos Kardalias, said on Tuesday. Greek confirmed coronavirus cases today total 2,892, with 173 deaths, a percentage lower than 1% of the total Greek population, as Tsiodras, spokesman of the Health Ministry's Committee on Novel Coronavirus, said in the joint briefing. He added that the RO virus dispersal indicator in Greece now rests at 0.33%, much below the R1 baseline, leading to a decision to end the need for televised briefings. Greek police has decided to send an additional 14 riot police unit at the country's northeastern borders with Turkey to assist the existing police force and army. The units will be dispatched from Athens, Thessaloniki, the regional unit of Thessaly and other regions, and sent to Kastanias and Feres, the border areas where the bulk of the clashes between border forces and migrants took place last March. A post by US President Donald Trump has been given a fact-check label by Twitter for the first time. President Trump tweeted, "There is no way that mail-in ballots will be anything less but substantially fraudulent." Twitter put a warning label under the post and subsequent tweet under its new policy on misleading information. Trump responded by tweeting again, saying the social media giant is completely stifling free speech. Twitter's notification displays a blue exclamation mark underneath the tweets, suggesting readers get the facts about mail-in ballots. Hong Kong has ramped up its police presence ahead of the second reading of a bill that would make it a crime to insult China's national anthem. Outdoor athletic courts reopen today in Athens. Gyms will reopen on June the 29th, although they might open sooner, government sources have noted. And the weather forecast: rainy and cold in Attica today, with a temperature expected to reach a maximum of 21 degrees Celsius.